Hello, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in, come on in. It is time for the Fuck It Foods mini workshop with me, Coach MJ. Super, super excited about this. I did mine on Friday. Yeah, I did. I did it on Friday. It is now Sunday. Put in the comments, what have you brought for your Fuck It Foods? The Coach Lizzie, the amazing Coach Lizzie, is here with us. And she, I don't know if she brought Fuck It Foods or not, but we're gonna find out. She'll tell us when she gets here. Chocolate peanut butter clusters, what everybody else bring? Hot Honey Crisp, caramel M&Ms, Tate's chocolate chip cookies, coconut cupcakes, ice cream, salt and vinegar chips. Oh, y'all got all your favorites. Okay, so I want to go ahead and we'll give everybody a minute to get on. And I want to go ahead so that we can get through the worksheet. And then I'll have time to talk to some of y'all about what you uncovered, what you figured out, like your aha moments, all of those things. I want to do all of that at the end. So I want to get started on the Fuck It Foods worksheet. So a couple things we asked you to do is to print out Fuck It drinks also count. You can do it with a drink as well. Lizzie has just put it in the chat. So we wanted you to have the sheet. If you don't, that's okay. You can just pull it up on your computer or on your phone. Look at the questions. Use a sheet of paper if you want to, whatever works for you. You can just hang out with us and hear us talk about it and do your Fuck It Foods later. Or if you're watching this on the replay, get your Fuck It Foods. And if you have any questions as you go through it, you can always bring it to ask coaches. So that is how we're going to do this. The other thing is, you can watch it live, Karen. She downloaded it late. She doesn't have her Fuck It food. Should I wait and do the replay, not watch live? You can watch it live if you would want to see what everybody else is learning from it. Or you can just skip it until the replay, whatever works best for you. And then we didn't want you to be starving. Starving Marvin, we wanted you to be kind of, I was kind of neutral when I did mine. I was not hungry, but I wasn't at enough either. I was sort of in the hanging out in the middle. Oh, Karen's got a fuck it smorgasbord. Oh yeah, those Invisaligners. All right, so everybody get your fuck it foods and get your worksheet. I will share my answers. And then you can fill yours out as we go along. Okay. So, question number one on the Fuck It Foods worksheet. Well, step one, pick a food you really like. For most of us, we're already there. Here we are. Here we are. Or you're going to watch and then do it later. Step number two, sit at a table alone. So, I'm going to be your only distraction today. I did do this alone at a table. But I'm your distraction. I'm gonna walk you through this worksheet. So, but you don't wanna be like scrolling through Facebook while you're listening. Be as quiet as you can. And you just have me and Lizzie with you today to do so we will be your distractions. Okay. Now you're gonna name the food. So I had chocolate, peanut butter, and caramel drizzle cheesecake. That's what I had. And I put all of that on my sheet. So you're going to put the name of the food that you brought with you. Karen Brent's going to be putting a smorgasbord list of shit on there. Oh, there you go. Coconut cookies, Pringles, and Easy Mac and Cheese. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Don't you? I love you, Lizzie. Lizzie said, Karen, way to overachieve. I love how you just turn it. Yeah. So, oh, spinach dip. Y'all making me hungry watching this, y'all. Okay. So, you've got your name of the food. How much of it do you want to eat? So, when I sat down and I saw my cheesecake in my head, I thought to myself, I want to eat the whole thing. Okay. So, maybe I saw somebody had like salt and vinegar chips. So maybe you've got the big bag and now you're looking at it and you're like, you know what? I think I just want a big bowl of it. Or maybe you want the whole bag. So you want to specify how much you think you're going to eat. How much do you want of it? How much does your brain want of it? that you're gonna eat. What do you think? The whole pint. So Patty knows she wants to eat the whole pint, and other people want to eat the whole pizza. So that's what you want to do. The whole plate. That's exactly right. The whole plate of whatever your food is or whatever. I wanted to eat the whole piece. It looked amazing. I was like, I'll have the whole piece. So next, you're going to evaluate your doable hunger. Are you hungry? Are you satisfied? So are you at enough? Or are you kind of neutral? Not really hungry. Not really enough. It had been like a couple of hours since I ate whenever I did this. So I was more neutral. The whole bowl of popcorn. I love that. So, are you hungry? Are you satisfied? Or are you at neutral? And I was at neutral. That's what I answered. Describe the food in detail. So, you've got a little box here. You can either print it out, or if you're using it digitally, you can do it digitally as well. Or if you don't have your worksheet printed, you could just use a slip of paper. So, describe the food in detail. Look, smell, texture, color, etc. So I put, this is how, I just want y'all to see how detailed I got. I can smell the chocolate. I put my nose down on it so I could smell it. So do that with your food as well. You want to get as like granular about this look, feel, whatever as you can. I can smell the chocolate. I see the caramel drizzled over the top. The cheesecake is white with a brown graham cracker crust. And on top is all different shades of brown from peanuts, chocolate, and caramel. So that's, I got very linear with it, very granular. What did it smell like? What did it look like? I described the center of it. I described the crust of it. I described the top of it. I described how it smelled when I put my nose upon it because I couldn't smell it, but I got down on it and I smelled it. So you want to get very granular with what does this food look like? So let's see. Like Martha, I want you to make it factual. I want you to make this factual. So you put rich, inviting. That's not what it looks like. I mean, it looks like that in your brain, but I want you to say like factual. If I looked at it, if Judge Judy looked at it, if anybody looked at it, this is what we would have seen. Because the next question you're going to tell us your thoughts. So you've got thoughts about it looks inviting. It like I'm about to be fed is what you put in there. So I want your description to be just if you had a blind person and you were going to tell them what it looked like. What color is it? What does it smell like? What can you in the physical realm see or smell? Yeah. My cheesecake was sexy. I know, girl, it was. When I bought it, it was sexy too. Then the next, so I like that. Light brown, mild chocolate smell, cup is warm in my hand. See, like we can, I can see it almost. I know exactly what she's talking about. All right, the next question is your thoughts. So now we get into the thoughts of I'm looking at this food, what are my thoughts? I put this is going to be so good and I can't believe that overeating is a part of my job. Those are the two thoughts I had before I ate. So what are you thinking? What are you thinking about? Tell me your put some of your thoughts in the chat. Make sure it's set to everyone, not just hosts and panelists. Tell me exactly what you think. What are your thoughts about the food? This is my favorite. Could be I never can stop with this food. This food is going to make me lose control. Whatever it is, you're going to want more. This is special. Yes. And somebody's even thinking, I should not eat this. I'm not hungry. It's a great thought to identify. I will not stop until I feel crappy. comforting piece of heaven that's going to jack up my blood sugar. Yes, those are all of your thoughts. Let's see. Now, your feelings before eating this thought. I was excited and I was curious because I've never had this type of cheesecake before. And I was wondering if it was going to be good cheesecake, if it wasn't going to be great cheesecake. Like, I'm very picky about my cheesecake. So I was curious about what it was going to taste like. But I was very excited to have it because I love caramel and peanuts. Oh, God. Yes. So, what are your thoughts? What emotions? One word emotion. Notice I said excited, curious. It could be scared, it could be apprehensive. Right? It doesn't have to be like pie in the sky, wonderful thoughts. Guilt, very good. Nervous, challenged, anxious. Those are very, very good. Frustrated, nervous. Yeah. Fear. Yeah. I think those are all, I mean, those are all valid feelings based on what we're about to do here. Now, next, we're going to do a body scan. Okay. So I like what Corinne did on here. I used this little graphic right here to do my body scan. So I did, I went through and I even read some of her descriptive words because I felt like I needed a little bit of help with it. So I started with the head and face. And I just read through, I went down like Corinne did it on this sheet. So, the head and face, is your jaw tight? Is it clenched? Is it relaxed? Do you feel any tension in your forehead? Then you go down to your neck and your shoulders. How did they feel? Like, I noticed my shoulders were up. I felt tight in my shoulders. your chest, your heart. Is your heart rate the same as it always is? Is it up a little bit? Is it down a little bit? Do you feel any pressure, any tightness as you're like about to eat this food? How does your stomach feel? Is it in knots? Does it feel empty? Does it feel full? Do you have butterflies in your stomach? What is going on with your stomach? And then you want to do your hands and your legs and feet. So are your hands or toes tingly or numb at all? Are your arms or legs restless? Any of that stuff. So you want to do that body scan. And then right below it, it says describe the physical sensations. So I said, I am cold because I felt cold when I was sitting at the table doing this. I had clenched teeth, and my shoulders were elevated. That's what I noticed about myself. So I was like all up here. Like I was like jammed up at the top. Because my jaw was tight, my shoulders were tight. Like I felt, I didn't describe my stomach because I was neither full nor empty. It just felt neutral to me. So I didn't put that down again. Tight stomach. Yep. Rapid heart rate, sweaty palms, tapping toes. That's a good one. And a tight jaw. Those are all very good. So, if you're having an urge to, like looking at it right now at this food, are you having an urge just to dive in? Like you're like, MJ, shut up. I'm ready to eat. How strong is that urge? I put that mine was a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. I felt like looking at it, I was a 3 to do it, to eat it. A 6. Yep. 5, 8. Yeah, rate the intensity of the urge on a scale of 1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10. Okay, so now we are ready. We are ready to eat, ladies. I know y'all been waiting on it. You're like, MJ, it's been 15 minutes. Hush, let's get to it. So here's what I want you to do. And we are going to take the 30 seconds-ish for each bite. You're going to take a bite. I did not describe my bite until it was kind of gone. I paid attention, but I really wanted to focus on what it felt like in my mouth, what it felt like on my teeth, what it felt like on my tongue, what it felt like when I swallowed it. I really wanted to pay attention. That's what I want y'all to do too. So I want you to take your first bite, and as you can even close your eyes to really focus on how does it taste? How does it feel in your mouth? You're gonna just go ahead, take that bite, and just notice what it feels like in your mouth. What does it feel like when you swallow it? Notice all of those things. A really just a nice bite. And then you're gonna pause. You're just taking one bite, and then you're gonna write down, describe in detail, bite number one. That is what you're gonna do. I put creamy, cold. Chocolate is a little bitter and it's not too sweet. That was my first bite. That's what I put down when I took my first bite. So you're just going to take bite one, notice how it feels in your mouth, on your tongue, all of those sorts of things. You just go ahead and write that down. I give y'all a second. Take a moment. Take a moment. Okay, now you can stop at any bite. We're going to go through 10 bites. You don't have to take 10 bites. I'll tell you when I stopped. I did not take 10 bites. But when you feel like you've had enough, you're able to stop, and then you'll just wait on us to get to the next part. But we will go through the 10 bites. So it's time to take your second bite. Same thing. Take your bite, put down your fork, or if you're just eating it out of the bag, whatever. Really focus on what does it feel like in your mouth? What does it feel like? Is it getting stuck in your teeth? Is your tongue getting numb if you're eating ice cream? Does it hurt your teeth? Like, what is going on? And then how does it feel when you swallow that bite? It's still creamy and cold. I got more nuts on this bite. It's a little sweeter because I got some caramel too. So the sweetness started to pick up for me in the second bite more than in the first bite. Soft, chewy, and warm. Girl, that sounds like a good snack. All right. Now, remember, you can stop at any bite. So, if this was your last bite, if you're like, I'm not loving it, then you can stop. But we're just gonna keep going. Bite three in detail. You're gonna take another bite, bite number three. Go through the same process. How does it taste? How does it feel in your mouth? How does it feel on your teeth? What does it feel like in your body if you're getting to that point yet? There are more toppings on this bite, and it is getting a lot sweeter. So it's building even more. The sweetness of my cheesecake continued to build. Okay. If you're done, you're done. But we're going to move on to bite number four. Take bite number four, put down your fork, if you have a fork or your spoon. And think about what is it feeling like in your mouth, in your teeth, on your tongue? Are you having any feelings going on? Anything that is going on for you when you take bite number four? And we're just gonna wait. So we're gonna pause at bite number four. There is so much going on. That's what I put on my sheet. It's almost like there are too many different tastes with the caramel and the peanut butter and the chocolate and the graham cracker and the cheesecake, like all of that. And I said, also, it's getting very sweet. So that sweetness for me just kept on building. There you go. Susie's done at bite three. Yep. So bite four, we just did. Now we're going to do bite five. It is time for bite five. I want you to go ahead and take bite five, put down your fork, notice how it feels, and then write it down. I put really sweet. Can you tell mine was getting really sweet? The piece broke apart on my plate now, so it's not as pretty. I put that too. I got more cheesecake, which I like, and it's not as sweet. So all of those toppings that I thought were going to be so amazing got overwhelmingly sweet for me. I did not enjoy it. I did not enjoy it. And then because I had slowed down, I noticed that when I took that bite, the piece kind of broke apart and it wasn't even pleasing. Like it didn't even look nice on the plate for me anymore. All right. Bite number six. Take that bite. If you're done, you just wait. You're fine. You're fine. You don't have to keep going. If you're done, you're done. Bite six. I put the toppings are overwhelming the cheesecake. I like the cheesecake, but I didn't like the toppings as much. My mouth feels like it has a film on it. I think I'm done. So because the cheesecake was so thick, it like I felt like there was a coating in my mouth. So six is where I stopped. I took six bites. Well, Sharon, you can. I mean, that's all we're doing here is just noticing the differences in the bites. This is not about following doable hunger. This is about really noticing those foods that you start to eat, and the next thing you know, they're all gone. What do they really taste like? When you really slow down, what does it do for you? I did it on Friday, Jean. I did my fucking food so I could do it ahead of y'all. All right, we're gonna do bite number seven. Bite number seven. So take that bite. Like I said, if you're done with your food, or you're, I mean, not done. Well, if you're done with it, or if you are done eating it, like you're like, I've had enough, you can be done. Just wait. But we've got bite number seven. Again, how does it feel in your mouth? I also noticed, I don't think I wrote it down, but I was noticing like nuts and chocolate and shit were getting stuck in my teeth. I didn't like that. Is there anything like that happening for you? That's bite number seven. And we just have a few left. So we're just going to take a pause here. Let everybody finish up their bite seven. See how you're doing. And now we're going to do bite number eight. Put down some thoughts too. You know, if you're having any thoughts about this is so good, I don't want to stop, or this is not as good as I thought it was, kind of like me, like the toppings are overwhelming, which did surprise me. I was very surprised. I did not love the toppings as much as I thought I would. We got two bites left. All right. Are we at bite eight or bite nine? Bite eight. Okay. Bite number eight. So everybody write down what is going on for them at bite number eight. How many of y'all are done? Give me a thumbs up or yeah. And then, okay, so y'all are getting done. But how many of y'all are surprised that you're done? Like you were like, I thought I was gonna eat the whole freaking thing. I was gonna finish. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? All right, for those of you who are still eating, it's time for bite number nine. I feel like the count off of Sesame Street. Bite number nine. Bite number nine. So, what are you thinking? Feeling, how does it feel in your mouth? Is it losing any of its luster? Or are you still like, the more bites I take, the better it fucking gets? I can't believe I'm gonna have to stop at bite 10. Like, if you're thinking about those things, you want to go ahead and write those down. All right, we'll just give you a few more seconds. Give you a few more seconds. Bum, ba-da-bum. All right. And finally, bite number 10. So take that bite number 10, write down what you're thinking, feeling. How does it feel in your mouth? What are the flavors of the food? Like, I kept writing about that it was building, the sweetness was building. Are you noticing any shifts in how good it tastes? Or maybe it's not tasting as good. Maybe it's tasting better with every bite. Remember, there's no right or wrong about this. There's no right or wrong. These are your thoughts. These are your feelings. This is your fuck it food. All right. I know I'm so excited to see what everybody figures out here in a minute, but this is very powerful. I've done it with cheesecake before, but a different cheesecake. I've done this with ice cream. I've done it with wine. But yeah, you can do this as many times as you want with different foods, because we typically have more than one food that we're like, fuck it. Okay, now we're gonna move on to step five. We've taken our bites, we've written down how it feels in your body. And then, so after you choose to stop eating, answer the following questions, plural. Did the experience with the food change at all? So, from when you started to when you finished, did you notice that your experience with the food changed? So, I put yes. It got too sweet. The nuts are in my teeth. As I ate it, the piece didn't look as nice on the plate anymore. I almost had to convince myself to take bite number six. I talked myself into bite number six. There's still two bites left, but I'm done. It just got way, it was not pretty anymore. It was too sweet. Shit was stuck in my teeth. Didn't love it. Yeah, I did my fuck it foods worksheet on Friday so that I could be here with y'all. And I posted a picture of it. I did post a picture of my cheesecake in the Facebook group. I sure did. So if your experience changed with the food, the next question is, did you notice a difference in eating this way? What did you notice? So I usually don't taste how sweet it is because I eat it so fast. I usually finish the entire piece, but I have not paid attention like this. So I've had cheesecake with like toppings on it, and I'm sure it would have been very similar if I would have slowed down like this. I just did not ever. I don't know. Like when you stop in between and you just savor your bite, you start to notice the nuance about it. You know, just the what you love, you don't love so much. So it is amazing to see the difference. Yeah, you don't even think about how it really tastes. You don't even think about how it really tastes usually, because you're just like, we eat it till it's gone, right? We eat it till it's gone. The next question. We often think we can't control certain foods. So it's like calling our name. We have to finish it. We can't quit till it's gone. Imagine if you ate all of those foods. So we talked about whatever you brought for your fuck it food. Then a couple people are like, I'd like to try it with chocolate cake, and I'd like to do it with this, and I'd like to do it with that. If you started to eat every food that you thought of this way, deliberately like this every time, would you have more or less control? And then why? Then why? Yeah, Amanda said this felt so empowering. It's not that I can't stop when I deliberately eat. I realize, oh, wait, I want to stop. Yes. Yeah, it's a lot more control. And why they ask us why in this question, and I think the why comes down to we enjoy it until we get the most goody out of it. It's like those first few bites were really good, and I enjoyed them. The sweetness was building, it was extremely good, but after that, it was like a little too much of a good thing. And I just had never noticed it. I just don't pay attention sometimes. So it was so good for me to see that as well. How does your body feel after you eat? After you've had your bites, how does your body feel? I felt satisfied. I was at satisfied. So I started at neutral, and then I ate this piece, ended up taking me to enough. And I said, I need to brush my teeth. My mouth is too sweet. And Karen's sad, like her balloon's been deflated. Yeah. But Karen, here's what I always think about it. So you got this smorgasbord of food, right? You didn't finish it all, but it's not off limits. Think about now you can, these foods, you can split it into three or four times instead of just at one sitting. And then think about the money that you save. Think about being able to eat them intentionally and just enjoy them. Nobody's taking them away from them. Just because you're not going to eat them all at one sitting doesn't mean that you still can't have them. Nobody's taking them away from you. Oh, you didn't enjoy them. Yeah, it's so, but you'll find other things that you love. You'll find other things. What I learned the most from eating this way, some of you were already putting some of that in the comments. I might not love it as much as I thought after a few bites. I could see splitting a piece over a couple of days, which is why I was just telling you about Karen. Like, I could go get a piece. Like, that piece was $4 for a piece of cheesecake. Imagine I'd get cheesecake twice and, you know, over the course of several days, because I would cut it in half. And then finally, it asks you, next time I eat this food, I'm going to try. And then you click all that apply, things you're willing to try. So the first thing is planning this food more often. So maybe now that you know you can stop, as long as you eat it intentionally, you would be like, hey, you know what? If I eat it this way, I can have it more. I don't have to keep it out of my house. I don't have to be scared of it anymore. I can enjoy it and eat it. I just want to be mindful about it. Maybe you want to try next time you're confronted with these foods. Another thing you can try is go ahead and do that body scan. See how you feel ahead of time. Pairing this food with other foods that will satisfy me. So for somebody was like, it was sweet and I wish I had coffee. So maybe next time you're like, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to have coffee too, so that I can enjoy it a little bit more. Maybe you're going to pair it with something else. For some of us, like with my cheesecake, nothing else I could really pair it with. But for a lot of you, based on what you had, you could add other things and pair it with different things. Eating this food when I'm emotionally calm. I checked that one. I don't ever want to eat. If I'm already jazzed up and I'm already anxious and I'm already pissed or I'm already whatever, I don't want to be eating then. That's like the last time I want to eat. I want to eat when I'm emotionally calm. And then the other thing it says is portioning this food ahead of time. So maybe you're doing chips. And you're like, you know what? What would help me is if I put these chips, if I portion them out, then I could go get one little baggie. It would remind me to eat it intentionally and slowly and take one bite at a time. That would be really good so that I don't just go sit down, reach my hand in the bag over and over and over again, and just go into an old habit that I've had for a long time. So I want to remind myself to be more intentional. So I'm going to do it this way. And then other ideas, I put if I want cheesecake or something in the future, if I'm out to dinner, I could split it with someone. That's what I put on mine. So that was it. Fuck it foods. Fuck it foods. So here's what I would like to do. If anyone, So if anybody wants coaching on this fuck it foods, raise your hand. I'd like to coach at least one person on a fuck it food. A couple of people. So raise your hand if you want to get coached on what we just did. And then it's open for coaching. It's open for coaching. So I want to see. I missed. See, I didn't look at the chat. What did you learn from eating this way? I'll have to go back and look at the chat because I'm sure y'all put it in there. And then I missed the whole thing because I was running my damn mouth. Tamara says, eat when calm, portion it, slow down to savor it. Would also be good to make a cup of tea to have after, to have to round after the round out the experience and cut the lingering sweetness. I love that. First two or three bites are always the best. Ain't that the truth? I don't want to hide food. I feel like it sets up permission to eat in secret, but I'm gonna have to label stuff as hands off or it disappears and I get pissed off. Yeah, I've had to do stuff like, whatever, hands off. And I've even, when my kids were still here, if they liked a certain thing and I liked a certain thing, I'd buy two of them and one would be mine and one would be theirs. And then they would run out of theirs way faster than I would run out of mine. Raise your hand if you, oh yeah, raise your hand. If you want coaching on this fuck it food worksheet, go ahead and raise your hand because this is a true coaching call. We just did the workshop little piece at the very beginning, and now we're going to coach. If you do not want coached on fuck it foods and you want coached on weight loss, raise your hand and I will get to you. Raise your hand for coaching. Raise your hand for coaching. Yes. So I will, we got a couple people raise their hand. Thank you. Thank you. And we're gonna get to coaching. Get to coaching. We just have a couple people though, so make sure that you get that hand up in the wave your hand in the air like you just don't care. Amanda Gold is first, and then I have Elizabeth after her, and then Paula. So I will pull up Amanda first. Let me see. Hey.
So cool. I adore you, MJ. I'm so
Thank
excited.
you. Do you want coaching on the fuck it foods worksheet or something else?
Something else, please.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've been in no BS for over a year. You guys have probably seen me fussing in the comments about, oh, I'm back and trying to push myself to get support and not try to do this alone. I have this big, wide, independent streak of, that's not helping me. So I've been to ask coaches, like I've gained weight since I've been in the program, and I know it's me, not no BS. This shit works. I know that. So I'm kind of back and recommitting, and I just still have this feeling like I don't know where to start or I don't know what to do. Like I post in the Facebook group sometimes, I know my basics, but I just still feel like I'm floundering and I'm still 5 pounds up from like the highest that I ever wanted to
Okay.
be. So yeah, I just kind of feel like I get in this place of like I don't know what to do, even though I could write you a list of what to do. How do would you coach that?
Yeah. So what does your list say?
The list would be like make the 24-hour plan, and ask coaches. She said go back to module one and then come back here and tell me what you learned. And I did that. Coming to this call, like drinking my water, I really do know all the things.
So why don't you think you're doing them?
Well, I think I am doing them. Honestly, now that I'm talking about it, thank you. I think my biggest thing right now is the nighttime eating and the,
Okay.
yeah. So maybe my brain is making it this whole like, oh, I don't know what to do, and really it's like, no, bitch, you know, like you're,
Yeah,
it's the ice
yeah.
cream at night, and
Did
I
you
say
do the
fuck it a lot.
nighttime eating?
Part of it, I caught part of it. And it's
Okay.
helped. I've been having your voice in my head with the little scooches. I keep telling my
Yeah.
husband, I'm like, look at that little scooch. I'm putting
Yeah.
pretzels back.
So that's what you do. I mean, that is your class. You're like, if I could get a handle on nighttime eating, I know I could start to get the scale moving. And so
Yeah.
then, but you haven't gone through the whole thing and listened to all the calls and done the worksheets and done the, done that stuff.
Yeah, I have this, the biggest stubborn thought is it's kind of surprising me because I'm also a coach. Like it's, I know too much for my own good. But I really have this big, like, it won't matter anyways, or why bother? And that's been just like a huge
Why bother?
habitual thought. Yeah.
Come on, Coach Amanda. Don't leave a question unanswered. Why bother?
I've been practicing that. You're right. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel so heavy around the weight loss stuff. I'm surprised I'm emotional about it. It's been such a huge journey to move away from disordered eating to like intentionally losing weight in a healthy way. And like now that the scale is 5 pounds up, I'm like, maybe this isn't, I hate to even admit I have this thought, but I'm like, maybe this isn't for me. Like maybe I can't, maybe I won't. It's embarrassing to admit that I have that thought because I know better.
It's just a thought. You can't control
Yeah.
what shit pops in your head.
But it like stay like it's rooted. It's like, why bother? I don't know. And then if I were to say why bother, it's like I don't know. When I
Why
was
is
doing
it important?
well, I think what's getting in my way is the pendulum really swung when I got out of disordered eating and my first steps out of diet culture. I swung way far into this like anti-diet, intuitive eating stuff, which was like really indoctrinating people in it's not even okay to want to lose weight. And so now I'm kind of like trying to uncondition from that as well. So I'm like, I'm deprogramming from diet culture, and I'm also deprogramming from like you shouldn't even want to lose weight. Like your body size is like your shoe size, and that's not true. But I think it, when I try to come up with why bother, I have all this chatter about like you should just love your body at any size, and oh, you're just doing it to look good or be accepted. I
Why
can't
does,
find.
I mean, why does loving your body at this size and losing weight, why does that fight with each other?
I just can't really find a good enough reason to lose weight other than I just don't like how I feel. I know this weight is here because I eat more than I need, and that doesn't feel good. And my joints are achy because of too much sugar, I think. And I guess that would be maybe if I didn't focus on losing weight, but focused on stopping at enough, maybe that would be my,
Yeah.
because that feels like it has
Well, I
some.
mean, you're using food as a buffer. Do you always want to use food as a buffer?
No.
If you do you want to be a nighttime eater? You do want to continue to nighttime eat.
I don't know. I need to work that out. It is kind of my comfy, cozy wind down thing that, yeah, I need to find new ways to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just how I feel. Like sometimes I've been able to stop eating at night because I ask what would make me proud of myself in the morning. And so maybe if I actually shift the focus off of losing weight,
Yeah.
because that seems to trigger, I feel like I'm really sensitive to, if my body thinks I'm trying to take something away, even when I'm not, I'm reassuring it. Like we're in no BS. We can have whatever we want. It still feels like it like needs to eat more or freak out. But
Yeah,
yeah.
because I mean, if you quit nighttime eating, you work on that, not quit, but we'll always, whatever, cut it way down.
Yeah.
And then you got really consistent at stopping with at enough. The byproduct becomes weight loss.
Right. It's like I have to sneak around it, I think. My brain has just so many
But it's
like
not
whack-a-moles.
sneaking. I mean, why is this important to you? Why is it important not to lose weight? We're going to change the question. Why is it important for you to learn to stop it enough? Why is it important for you to watch your sugar? Why is it important for you to, maybe cut down on some nighttime eating? Why is that like, why are you wanting to make that a priority for yourself?
Well, it really feels like stepping into integrity, right? Like, I don't want to have anything that's more powerful than me. And just the exercise that we did with the fuck it foods, it was so interesting to see at bite four. It's like this thing rose up and was like, eat all the pretzels, right? And I don't want to have that anymore. I just want to be in charge. I want to be in charge of me, and be able to do hard things and not keep whining year after year about like, oh, I don't feel good in my body. And it's like, okay, well, you know what to do. And then I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that, right? I don't want to
Yeah.
have that weakness, right?
So
And I
how does
don't say
it
that.
feel to have a goal just to bring you into integrity?
That feels really good. Yeah, that feels good. I feel like my body wants to sit up straight. I felt like this wave of relaxation. And I was like, oh, okay, I have to like it feels good to get my head up out of the water of losing weight, not losing weight. Like, even not participating in this program, I think I feel a little cringe, like even admitting I'm in a weight loss program, because I just fell into this huge culture and bought into it for a couple of years about how w losing weight is bad. And I don't believe that anymore, but it still shows up, right?
I know,
Showing up
and this is
in
how I always describe it, and probably several of you have heard me talk about it, but like I think about my children, and they were little, and they were in diapers, and they couldn't talk, and they just peed and pooped all over themselves, and they were helpless, whatever. And I loved them just like that. I did not want them to change a bit. Like they were perfect, 100% perfect. Like they were perfect, perfect. But I wanted more for them. I wanted them to learn how to walk. That didn't mean that I loved them less or that something was wrong with them as a baby. But I just wanted something different for them. And that's the way I think about weight loss and putting it on, as a goal to lose weight. It doesn't mean I hate myself where I am. I can love myself and I can be perfect, but I can also want to live a long, healthy life. I can also want to, babysit my grandchildren one day, and I know that my health is important for me to be able to do that. Like I
That
don't
really.
think one or the other. I don't think you have to lose, like you can love yourself here and want something different for yourself. I don't know, like it just to me they can live in the same space.
Yeah, I love that so much because I do value that, just like loving myself and I want more for you and let's grow up, right?
Yeah.
And the eating for comfort has been since childhood, right? I'm sure we can all relate so much to that.
Yeah.
So that's really helpful. And I do think I'm gonna leave this call in practice shifting it off of losing weight, because I know intellectually that's a fine goal, but it's just not working for me. But I love this idea of like coming into integrity, being more powerful than food, being more choosing what I eat and when, and not feeling at the mercy of stuff. I think that feels good. I feel like I'm ready to try that.
Okay, and then where are you going to start?
Tonight, a
I mean,
lot of
I would
times
go through all the nighttime eating stuff. Go back and
okay.
listen to all that. Like, listen to those calls. Listen to those. Corinne did some great calls in the month. Great coaching around it. All of that stuff was very good. Those
Okay,
nighttime, I did Wednesdays. I taught a little bit on Wednesdays, whatever, the scooching and all that kind of stuff. And I like that. I mean, because you have to remember the journal prompt too for that month was I'm becoming someone who.
But yeah, I
Right?
heard
But
you refer to that, but I didn't do that one.
yeah.
So
And so
that'll be
I
good.
think that that would be really, really good for you because it's like, not I'm becoming someone who's going to lose weight. I'm becoming someone who, has power over food. I'm becoming someone who, whatever it is in
Like takes
integrity
care
with
of
myself.
herself.
Yes,
Like nighttime,
exactly.
like when I'm stressed, eating, I know this isn't going to be a big revelation to you guys, but like, eating doesn't fix the stress. It just makes me feel
No.
kind of sick. And then I stay up too late and it's not helping. So I become someone who
Yeah.
takes care of myself and loves
Exactly.
myself.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
So go back and do that. I think you got
Okay.
this. I love that so
This
much.
was so helpful, MJ. Thank you very much.
You're so
And thanks everybody
welcome.
for the hearts and stuff.
All righty. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That was very good. Yeah, I love this idea of because how many of us have hated our tried to hate our way down the scale just to get away from the version of us that we are because we are so unhappy with her and we're so disappointed and whatever. It just doesn't work. It just never works. You can do it for so long, but you can only beat yourself up for so long before you break. And you just have to stop doing that. And then you go back to the food because the food, at least for a little while, will shut down those thoughts and make them very quiet. And you're like, whoo, God bless. Thank the Lord. But and I've always said that I can love myself where I am and want more for myself. Want something a little bit different. We have Elizabeth and then Paula. Let's see. I'm becoming someone who doesn't use food as a coping mechanism. Amen. Amen. All right, let me get you up, Elizabeth. Let's see if I can start your video. I'm going to ask you to start your video, Elizabeth. There you are.
Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
I'm excited to be here. I
I'm
didn't do the
excited you're here
worksheet, but I'm
too.
gonna do it later.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I have a non-worksheet related question.
Okay.
I started listening to Corinne's podcast about a couple weeks ago, and I love it. And I've lost, I want to say, about 5 pounds since I've listened to it. Today, I took my first project, my first progress pictures and measurements. And when I looked back at the pictures, I did not have very good feelings about them. And I was
That's
wondering
very
why.
normal. So, what'd you think when you looked at the pictures?
I was disgusted. And
So, you felt disgusted, but what were you thinking?
my first thought was, I look fat. I'm fat.
Okay.
And then I got these feelings. It's like I felt disgust and ashamed and wondering why I let myself get this way.
Yeah, that's very common. We hear that so often. So you are not by yourself. That is not like a that's not Elizabeth's only, thought, and I'm the only one that has it. All of these women, I felt the same way whenever I started. A lot of these people feel exactly the same way. So it's very, I don't want you to feel like you're a oddball because you're thinking that, because we all thought that. So you just joined No BS.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome,
Thank you.
welcome. So are you listening to the No BS weight loss course?
I have gotten to module two.
Oh, good. Girl, you're right on track. You're right on track. Love it, love it, love it.
And I've been filling out my food tracking, and I did my first weigh-in Friday.
Hello, yes.
When I first started, I was 180 pounds, and now I'm down to one, two, sorry, not 180, 280.
Okay.
And now I'm down to 270. Well, at my weigh-in, I was 278.
Good for you. All right. Okay. All right. So here's what I
And
want you to do. I want you to tell me, how do you think you should feel when you look at those pictures?
it's going to take time to see progress. I just started. So it's a
Okay.
little too early to start feeling down on myself.
Okay. How does that feel when you say that?
Better.
And I'm just going to tell you, Elizabeth, there's a, what's your goal weight? Or do you have like a roundabout kind of a goal weight?
About 7 years ago, I was able to get down to 211 pounds.
Okay.
I would like to do that again.
Okay.
That's such a big goal for me. I'd like to take it in smaller increments, so about
Okay.
maybe 10 pounds at a time.
I'll tell you how I lost weight, Elizabeth, and a lot of women have done it in here because I did it this way. I would lose into the decades. So you already moved one decade, right? So now you want to get into the next decade, into the 260s, and then you'll get in. I did it by decades. So maybe that feels good to you to do it too. But there is a version of you who gets back to that 211 pounds. And get a little woo on you, Elizabeth. Do you know what? You might not like what you see in those pictures today, but when you're sitting at 211 pounds and you post that before and after in that Facebook group, you're gonna be so thankful you took that picture.
Well, I don't know if Facebook will let me because I'm
It will.
clothesless, naked.
Well, whatever, but you'll look at it. You'll know. You'll know.
That
Which is
makes me feel a lot
amazing.
better.
And how brave are you to take a fucking naked picture? How many of y'all's before pictures are naked? Be honest. Ain't not a damn heart going up. Girl, you are a badass. A badass, Elizabeth.
Well, I figured taking it without clothes on would be a better indicator of how much progress I'm taking or
I
I'm
love that.
getting.
I love that. I love that so much. But that's the thing. Here's some thoughts you can try on. I'm not going to get
Sure.
into deep coaching because you just started, no BS. Here's some thoughts you can try on. This is just my before picture. This is so I can gauge where I started. Once I lose weight, I'm going to be so happy I have these. And then the other thing you can do is look at your body. Look at those pictures. And here's the thing, you can put them away. You don't have to look at them again. Put them in a folder. You don't have to every time you scroll through your phone see them. You can put them in a folder somewhere and put them away. You don't have to look at them again. But I want you to think about like just how amazing you are towards yourself, right? So you lost weight before, you gained it. That lady in that picture is not willing to give up on herself. She's willing to reach out for help. She has decided that she's going to figure shit out no matter what. She's going to get on a call. A lot of these hussies on this call ain't never raised their hand to get coached. And here you are, brand new baby.
you.
Very brave to be like, I don't like how I felt when I looked at this picture. And so I'm going to reach out for help like they told me to. That's a very strong, determined woman in that picture. Doesn't matter what size she is. And that's something that's going to carry you all the way down the scale, which is pretty badass.
Thank you. That
When
means a
I
lot.
say that, do you can you take that in? Do you accept that as that could be true for you?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's what I've always done is figure out how to make things work.
Yeah. And so I'm gonna give you a little advanced lesson, no BS lesson. So these old thoughts, when you look at pictures like that, they're gonna come up. They're normal. They're like what you've always thought. So of course they're gonna come up because they just come up. That's what your brain has always offered you, and that's what's gonna happen. So you wanna have a ping pong. Think about it like a ping pong game. So your brain is gonna say, how did you, I can't believe you let yourself get here. Again, probably for most of us, that was my thought again, because I had to been there about 12 times. Then I had to say, you know what? Doesn't matter how I got here, but I'm not giving up on myself. You're going to figure this out. You've got help you need. Like all those old thoughts come back and forth. You're going to hear them and you're going to tell your brain where you're going to want it to go now. And that, when I asked you, do those thoughts feel true to you? When I say them, can you accept them? Do they feel true? It's because you need to be able to believe that, just like you need to believe just as much as you believe the negative thought about yourself. Because notice I didn't say when you think like, I can't believe I left myself get this way, I feel disgusted, whatever. I didn't say, girl, look at that picture and say, I'm a sexy beast. No, because you don't believe that would never be anything that you could sink your teeth into.
Right.
But you can believe that this is the last time you're going to be this size, that you're going to figure it out, that you've never given up on yourself. This is an amazing before picture. It's going to really show my progress. That's why I chose to
Yes.
take it this way. Like all of those things you can believe. So when the
Yes.
negative thoughts come up, you have something just as equally believable on the other side. It's just, your brain just has always told you one side of the story. And you're going to make it work now to tell you the other side of the story.
Yes, I will.
I'm just so proud of you, Elizabeth. Listen, you reach out. I don't think you're going to have trouble reaching out because you done raised your hand on a call, so we all good. But please don't ever hesitate. Anything that happens like that, you just either go in to ask coaches, you come on a call, you raise your hand, whatever it is, and we'll help you out.
You. I will.
Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, bye. So, look how brave, y'all. She's brave as fuck. Oh, Anonymous says, how would you use the discovery worksheet in conjunction with the fuck it foods worksheet? That is such a good question. So, discovery worksheet is when you are just going about your day and you overeat. Maybe you do say fuck it and you overeat, whatever it is. This fuck it foods worksheet is when we plan. It's like an intentional, if you're going to start it whenever you're already satisfied, it's like an intentional overeat. You're not going to need to do a discovery worksheet because the reason you did it was to learn, to explore, to figure out. So if there's ever foods that you're like, I just can't fucking stop. Once I start, I can't stop. You're going to print this out or download it, get the food, and go through this exercise on purpose, intentionally, when you want to work with a food. And then, but the discovery worksheet is like when you overeat or eat off plan just on a regular Tuesday and you're not trying to do like a like an experiment, you know. But that's a great question. Me see. Paula. Come on up, Paula. Come on up. Come on up. Come on, come on. Y'all, this is such a good call. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me today. I do appreciate it. All right. Why are you not? Oh, here you come, Paula. I'm gonna. There you go. You got it figured out. Now I gotta ask you to unmute. You're still muted. You may have to lower your hand and give access to Zoom to get to your whatchamacallit? Your microphone. Microphone. Let's see if you can get it done. I'll ask one more time. I'll ask one more time. While we wait, Anonymous says, can you have both a habit and emotional reasons at the same time? Usually, a habitual eat starts out for an emotional reason, but then it just turns into habit. So a habit eat is really just a habit eat, but probably it did start from an emotional place. So, Paula, I'm going to go ahead and put you back down. Go into your Zoom settings and give it permission to access your microphone because I think that's what the problem is. Okay. And I will call you back up. Let's see. Kevin Flores. Ms. Kevin Flores. I think I know who this person is. I know. I got on a call with somebody the other day and I was like, I know you. I'm terrible with names, but
Hello.
I know a face, honey. I know a face.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Good. What are we coaching on?
On weight loss. The challenges.
What about it?
I joined last year. So it's been a year. I was working on not micromanaging my food, getting away from the weight loss mentality of track, 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 measure, measure, measure,
Okay.
restriction. And I was doing well, and I was also exercising. And then I started to experience a lot of pain in my back and stuff, so I was told to stop exercising. And then I started eating it. And I know later, I know my brain said, oh, you're in pain, so you can eat.
Yep.
And now I also, so that started in March. I gained back 5 pounds. So I've been trying to, working with my doctor for the pain. So I've been trying to find my way back, and I'm having a real struggle. And then the other day, I just realized that I think I substituted exercise for the restriction on food that I did before. So I wound up like punishing myself with too much exercise, and I wound up in pain.
So I just realized I don't know how to let go of this way of living where losing weight has to be a struggle, has to be painful, has to be difficult, or else it's not going to work.
Do you believe that, like sitting here now?
Pardon me?
Do you believe that it needs to be difficult? Do you need to
Well,
restrict?
my brain, I mean, I see the, I understand. I came to know BS instead of going back to Weight Watchers because I understand I have, I turn to food in times of difficulty. And now I'm just also realizing that I expect this process to be painful or to be difficult. And I don't want to live that way.
Okay, but here's the thing. Are you just telling yourself it needs to be painful or difficult? And you're like, girl, that ain't even true. Or are you like, yeah, it does need to be difficult and painful?
Well, I don't know what I'm telling myself, but I know this past year what I wound up doing was making it. I turned it instead of, I took the, I separated the food part because I was planning my meals. And I wasn't overly structured. I was trying to let go of that real strict structure from Weight Watchers, right?
Okay.
Say, okay, just, you know, concentrate on being hungry, eating healthy, noticing when you're full, all those
Did
things.
you lose weight doing that?
Yes, I lost 15 pounds.
Okay.
And I was also getting on the treadmill. So what I'm saying is then I overdid it on the treadmill and the exercise. I was like, I have to exercise every day. I have to get on there and do 40 minutes. And I wound up hurting myself.
Okay.
So now I'm realizing, oh, I'm still thinking that this process has to be, I have to suffer to get to my goal. And I don't want to do this process suffering. I want it to be healthy. I want it to be, I don't know if it has to be enjoyable, but not where I feel like I'm beating myself up to get there.
How often do you tell yourself that you want it to be that way?
How often do I tell myself that's a good thought? I just realized I don't know if I ever tell myself that. Let's put it that way. I don't know if I ever say, if I ever say, oh, this can be a good experience. Is that what you mean? Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Or like if you're planning your food or you're eating your food or whatever, and then your brain is like, I don't know. What would it say? What would you think? Like, as you're making your food, when those kind of hard thoughts come in, like, what would they sound like?
I have to. The hard thoughts are, Kevin, you're diabetic. You have to prep these things. Whether you like them or not, and
Do
you'll like,
you have to, though?
do I have to? In order to manage my diabetes, I need to eat certain ways, and that's okay. I mean,
Now, wait, that's a totally different sentence.
okay.
I have to. And then the other sentence you said was, in order to manage my diabetes, I need to do these things.
Right.
That's totally different.
Well, I don't have to manage my diabetes.
No.
I can be, you know,
You can have your sugar be wonky as fuck.
and go off the rails and die tomorrow or
You
wind up.
100% you could. And people do it all the time.
Exactly. I see it all the time. I see it. I
Yeah,
see
sure enough.
it. And
So, what do you want to think about prepping those foods?
what do I want to think? Oh gosh, you see, that's, I haven't
You
even.
just told me.
Yeah, well, but I'm just trying. I'm trying to imagine myself doing my process.
Well, here it is. In order, because you here's your sentence. You already gave it to me. In
Okay.
order to manage my blood sugar, I need to prep this. And managing my blood sugar is super important to me. You're missing that part.
Okay. Yes, I am not verbalizing it or writing it in a
Yeah.
regular fashion, day to day. I am not.
Yeah. You're just letting the have to's run amok.
Yeah, and then I get, and then I
Because
get.
you don't have to. There's a lot of people that don't. And that's what you have to tell your, like, when you hear that, it's like, I don't have to do shit.
That's
I
true.
mean, there's a lot of people don't, but it matters to me. So I want to do these things. It's very important because I want my blood sugars to be on point. And that's why I'm doing this right now. I don't have to, though.
That's right.
How do you think that would shift your thoughts?
Well, I've always been a rebel girl. I've always been the type to say, well, F you. I want to do what I want to do. And it took me 10 years to even address my diabetes because I was just like, go to hell. Go to hell. And the whole system, go to hell. And I was angry at the whole medical system, I would say. Why did this happen to me? I was mad at the heritage because, Mexican people are more prone to diabetes,
Yeah.
blah, blah, blah. There's all these reasons that it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
I didn't want to accept responsibility. So
Yeah.
now, the reality is that's the life. That's even if all those things that I said were not my fault are true, and some of them are, it's what's happening, so I have to deal with it.
You don't have to.
Well, I need to because I want to
Well,
be able.
you want to because.
Yes, I want to because I want to be able to take care of myself as I age and
Yes.
do not want to be a burden to my family.
Perfect.
So I'm just looking. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. You're saying keep telling myself on a daily, like you say.
You got to go catch them. So I want you to think about, do you have lightning bugs? Where are you at?
No.
Oh, shoot. You got butterflies?
Sometimes.
Okay. So, you catch the butterflies, or like lightning bugs are a good example just because there's thousands of them out at night. And when we were little, we all got a jar. We'd put like one piece of grass in there, like it was going to save the damn lightning bug. And one piece of grass, and we'd poke holes in the jar in the top. But you couldn't catch all the lightning bugs. You'd catch some of them. And it would be enough that you could put it in your room and it would make a night light.
Oh.
So at night their little butts would just light right up. And then it would be bright in your room, make a little night light. You didn't need to catch all of them to make a difference. These thoughts are the same thing. You're gonna just go out there with your little jar and catch the ones you can catch.
Okay.
So you're going to just start there. And when you catch yourself, I have to. It's like, I ain't got to do shit. I really want to because
I want to because.
it's important to me because
Right.
this matters to me because whatever it is.
Right. Okay, I'll try that. I want to because there's also a part of me that says, well, girl, you've survived this long without doing it. And what I've seen as I age and being around, I work at a housing project for seniors. So we have seniors there from 62 to their 90s. So I see all the levels of,
Yeah.
it's not assisted living, but it's supposed to be, they're supposed to be self-sufficient. So, and what I see is that if people don't take care of themselves, or if I don't take care of them myself, it's going to catch up to me.
Yeah.
It's going to catch up to me. So I can, and I have in the past just said, well, what the hell, and now I'm like, oh, girl, oh, Kevin, it's going to catch up to you. So,
Yeah.
so.
And I did the same. Like, 'cause and I found Corinne, I was never going to diet again. And then I found I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, all the things. My whole family has high cholesterol, the whole lot of them. Like, there's literally not one person in my family got high cholesterol, not nary a soul. From the skinniest ones to the biggest ones, they all got it. It's in my genes. But I knew sitting in that office that day with high cholesterol, I had not done anything to help myself. I had not given myself a fighting chance. Exactly. And that was what that really cholesterol was the main thing that I was like so hung up on. 'Cause I was like, can I delay it at least?
Right.
And so even the doctor told me at some point you're probably gonna have high cholesterol.
Right.
Probably it will come. That's, I mean, it's like strong, honey. And
Right.
maybe I will.
Right.
But I just had my blood work done 2 weeks ago and my everything is perfect. So I have been able to reverse it and get it down and, keep it this long from coming up. But I was like, I want to say in what happens to me. And if it comes, it comes. And there will be things that come. I cannot, it's genes, honey,
Right.
cholesterol. My grandmama weighed 100 pounds soaking wet and her cholesterol was through the damn roof.
Right.
I had an uncle that ran 5 miles a day and was tiny as he could be, high as fuck cholesterol. But I was like, I'm going to do my best to stave it off as long as I can. Will it come? I don't have my crystal ball.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But I didn't want to be sitting in that office again thinking I didn't do anything to help myself.
Right. And it's also been, for me, it was like when they would speak about diabetes, it was very abstract. I would see people who had diabetes and they looked healthy and everything. And now that I work with the senior population, I see the results. I see the people going to dialysis every few days. I see some of the people who are amputees.
Yep.
See some of the people who have lost or losing their eyesight.
Yeah.
So
And
it
it's not that you want to scare yourself into it, but you just want to, there's a difference between creating fear around taking care of yourself and taking care of yourself in a loving way.
Well, and what I'm trying to say is that it was too abstract to me before.
Yeah. And now you
Because
see.
it was just a word. And now I see the results. I'm like, okay, this is real. This is very real. It could happen. And I had a cousin who actually died from diabetes. So it's very real. It could happen. Yet I don't want to punish myself down the scale. I don't want, so I'm looking, I hear that what you're saying to tell myself, well, yes, I could say F off to everything, do what I want. And I want to because if I talk to myself or when I journal or when I write my plan, I add some of that writing,
Yes.
that will help. That will help. And I still, I, that will help. And maybe that will help also. I don't want to be negative. Maybe that will help. Not to do it in a punishing way.
Yeah.
It's, and I'm a Catholic girl, so I think it's all about guilt and punishment. That's the other
Right. But it is just, I mean, just think about it, y'all. All if you took all your have to's, you have to do it, you have to do it.
Right.
Because usually if you have to or else, this terrible thing will happen. We don't really ever finish the sentence.
Right.
Like if you don't want to lose your vision, you better get your shit together. Like that's lovely, right?
Right.
But if you're like here, imagine if every decision we made for ourselves and every time we wrote a plan and every time we stopped at enough. We just stopped for a second and said, I'm going to stop right now because this is why it's important to me. And we just listed out why it was important to us.
So it's about reinforcing the whys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how to bring that into the daily, the daily
Yeah.
whatever, going to work.
It's just changing that we have like just beat ourselves up for so long. That's our go-to conversation.
Right.
That your brain's automatically gonna go down there. It's just gonna go. It's all you know. And
Right.
you've really got to train yourself and catch yourself and talk to yourself like you want to be spoken to. And that takes practice.
Yes.
It
Yes.
does take practice. It is not like all of a sudden, like, I've decided I'm gonna change my have to's into I want to because, or it's important to me because, and then you never think have to again. It's like
Right.
catching those lightning bugs. Maybe you tell yourself have to 50 times a day. Imagine how much better you would feel if you just caught 10 of those old lightning bugs.
I gotcha. I see it. I see it. I appreciate this. I appreciate it because I haven't been expanding my vision. To me, that's like expanding, going from the narrow to the wide. So I can see more of the whole picture. And that feels good. That feels relief. That feels relief.
Oh, good. Good.
You know, it's kind of like in a way to me, and this may sound crazy, I look at weight loss or caring for myself by eating well. It's kind of like housework. You know, sometimes I just hate it and I don't want to do it. And then when I do it, I'm so glad I did it.
Yeah.
And I realize, oh, I like living this way. I like living with the clean house and organized and all that. Because I go to other houses and I'm like, oh, hell no. Right?
Yeah.
So I need to approach maybe not in the similar, but.
But look, I want you to even think about cleaning your house. Let's just think about this. I want all of y'all, because I think a lot of y'all are like Kevin. The house. And you don't want to clean the house. Okay? But you get up on Saturday, God love you, and you do all the things. And you work your ass off. And the whole time, you're like, I hate doing this. This sucks. I hate it. I hate scrubbing a damn toilet. When I win the lottery, first thing I'm going to do, right? How many times we say that, right?
Everybody.
Tell me the conversation when you're done, Kevin.
Pardon me?
Kevin, what do you say? Your house is clean, spick and span. You sit down on the couch to relax. What do you think?
Well, actually, you know, I don't even really think anything. I just feel so much better.
Why? Feelings come from a thought.
I don't know if it's a thought. I haven't even thought about that. I just know I feel better.
You feel better probably because you're like, I'm so glad I got that shit done.
Yeah, I'm glad I got it done.
And I'm so glad it looks so, I feel so much better when my house is clean.
Yes.
It just makes me feel like I've been in other houses and girl.
Yes. No, thank you.
My house ain't never going to get like that. I love it. Like the smell of the pine saw, whatever it is. I love it. And you sit there and you look around. How many times, y'all, when you stop at enough, do you go sit down and say, I love it when I do that for myself?
Oh, good point. Okay.
I'm so glad I did. I'm so proud of myself right now. I didn't want to when I did it anyway.
Because I'm a big girl.
Yeah, big girl panties on.
Oh.
But we do it for other things, right? We just, right. For whatever reason. Not for weight loss.
Right. And it can be. No, I like that. That feels good. And it feels doable.
And it feels lovely.
Okay. I will try.
We'll check back in. Let us know.
All right. Thank you so much.
All righty. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. There was a comment I did want to touch on, and then it feels safe not to change because the unknown is too scary. Perfect. Yes, it does. The suck over here, you know it. It's known suck. It's comfortable suck. You don't like it, but you've been doing it a long time. You know it. Y'all are like tight, like best friends. But then when you start to change and you move a little bit of those habits, but here's what happens too. I want you to think about this. In the past, you've had to get rid of everything. You've had to change everything all at one time. So you take away every whoobie, every pacifier, every coping skill all at once. It's like you get the rug snatched out from under you. And then you're out there floating in the ocean. You're like, what? I mean, I always ate when I felt, well, hell, I ain't got food now. I can't have that. Like, this whole thing builds up. That's why we let you dip your toe into, like, change. A little, like, I didn't ask Kevin to change a ton. I'm like, what about we just work on that conversation? See what happens when you start having a different conversation. What happens? And so that is how we'll back you into change without doing it all at one time. Because what we've always done is just yank the rug out from under us. All right, let's see. We've got Paula is back. Let's see if we can get you up on it, Paula. I know it's all emotional and it's all our thoughts. God bless us, everyone. All right. I think you're here.
I am Say here. Something.
Yay.
I am here. Thank you for your patience.
But, oh, girl.
It was in the, I had to go to my settings. Once I got my settings, I was good. New
I
phone.
I knew it. All right. Tell us what we're coaching on. Tell me what you're coaching on.
Well, so I was in no BS before. I quit because financial reasons. And then you decide that you're going to pay for what's important to you. So I'm back because it's important. Yeah. So doing the fuck it foods kind of brought up something that's been kind of a core of a thing that I don't know how to get past yet.
Okay.
Eating it like this is great. I actually enjoyed it more than I would have on a normal eat the whole thing, you know, and usually it's at night. But what I discover is it's not planned. It happens when the emotion of some sort. I'm pissed. I'm tired. I'm excited about something. I did a great job and I want to, quote, celebrate, whatever it is. Whatever that emotion is, it becomes overwhelming at the time. And then that's when I'm going to eat the food. And part of me is like, well, I don't want to do that anymore because that's not healthy and I want better health for myself. I've changed a lot of things just from a health point of view. And part of me doesn't want to let it go because it's familiar, because it's the thing that I always had to celebrate or to be mad at or whatever. And I don't know what to do in without it.
So what happens after, like, you're pissed. Something terrible. You are pissed AF. You're so mad. Then you go in there and you go face down into whatever it is. You eat the whole damn thing.
Yep.
So you're not mad anymore?
I'm usually tired at that point because all the sugar or whatever is has just deflated it and made me feel like I feel better. But no, I haven't dealt with the thing.
It's still hanging out.
Yeah.
It didn't go anywhere.
No.
Okay. Then you just tired and still the thing is still there.
Right. And then I sleep and then in the morning I feel better because, you know, hey, you slept overnight.
Yes. So we could, what if we just skip the food part and went to take a nap part? But here's what it shows you. I'm going to tell you this, doing this work, doing these worksheets, doing over and over again, it just releases you from feeling like that food has power over you. Your regular go-to fuck it foods. It takes away. You're like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't even, last time I did this, I only ate a few of them.
Right.
And then you could, like we talked about, what are you willing to do next time? Maybe if you do grab it when you're angry and mad and whatever, portion it.
Yeah.
So what you're grabbing is not the whole bag or the whole sleeve or the whole whatever.
Yeah, that's fair. I have tried not having it in the house. And that's great because I won't grab it at that point. And sometimes I'll go to bed because there isn't anything I want to eat because it's pure emotion. It's not like I'm really hungry. But then I start to get that deprivation diet thing coming in.
Again, I'm so glad you brought that up because I remember in Facebook, somebody said they wanted this mentioned. So you brought it to my attention. I'm going to mention it. So leaving food in your house or out of your house.
Yeah.
It depends on the story you tell yourself as to whether. So I bet you, Paula, what food are we talking about?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Here's your story about ice cream. When you kept it out of your house. Girl, you can't have that shit in your house. You don't even want to stop. Once you start, you can't even quit. You cannot control yourself. That damn ice cream, it sits in that freezer, girl, and it calls your name. It's like, Paula, come and get me. And then I just can't help myself. It's awful. I cannot have that shit in my house. If I ever want to lose weight, I better just not have it. deprivation.
Yeah.
Me, I chose not to have Ferrero Rocher in my house when I was losing weight because I do love Ferrero Rocher. You know what I'm talking about?
I love them.
Hazelnut with the Nutella and the little chocolate and whatever. Here's what I did. I love Ferrero Rocher. I want to eventually be a person who can eat Ferrero Rocher, who can have it in my house and just get one every now and again. I would love to do that. But right now, I am working on creating the habit of planning, stopping at enough, going to coaching calls, doing all that other stuff. There are so many things I'm working on right now. I just don't want to work on this yet. I will, and I'll get there, but not today. I got a lot of other thoughts I'm working on. I got a lot of other habits I'm trying to process, and it's so much easier when I don't have to work on creating a habit around ice cream too, or Ferrero Rocher in my. Do you hear the
Right.
difference?
Yep, that's fair. It's about options as opposed to all or nothing.
Yes. And in the first story, the only person, the only thing in control is that ice cream. If it's here, I've got handcuffs on. If I get it out, then my hands are free and it has all the power. I was like, I can have Ferrero Rocher. You could literally go to the grocery store when you want ice cream and buy, they even have the Ben and Jerry's, like the little tiny, it's like four or five spoons. Like you could totally go get one of those if you really want ice cream. And I don't even have to worry about managing my mind around ice cream. I'm gonna get to it because I really do want to have ice cream in my house, but I got a lot of other shit I'm working on. And there are
Yeah, that's
so
good.
many ways I can have ice cream. I can go get a small cup whenever I want it. I can go get one of those little Ben and Jerry's whenever I want it. I used to say I can just, every time I go through the damn line at the grocery store, they got the little Ferrero Rochers. I can go get me one.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yep, that's fair.
But do
That's
you just
helpful.
hear the difference in this? It's a totally different story. Same result. The result then ends up being that the ice cream isn't in the house. If you choose not to have. Now, for a lot of you've got families and your spouse wants the ice cream in the house and whatnot and all the stuff. Then you're in a different spot. You need to work on your mindset around those foods. You need to see how can I set myself up for success with those foods. But if it is a food that you're like, you're thinking you don't want in your house while you lose weight, you better tell it from a place of power. This is my decision. It is my choice. I know I can figure it out, but I'm just not going to figure it out today. Totally different story.
It's the I can't versus I choose.
Yes. And then it takes the power away from the ice cream. It's like, bitch, I ain't letting you in my house right now because I don't want you. Instead of, I can't have you because I can't control myself around you. Totally different.
Makes total sense. Thank you. That
But you just
helps
got to
clearly.
set yourself up, for success either way. And here's my story. I used to tell a story all the time. I want y'all to think about all y'all that love like M&M's. I used to say, like, because we used to always have members say, my food talks to me. It's calling my name from the pantry, whatever. And I always, y'all know I like see shit and like makeup stuff. But I was thinking about like a big bag of M&Ms. And they've come up together since they was little. They were just little morsels of chocolate. And they've gone down the assembly line together. And they went through the paint factory together. They've just been hanging out for all this time, And then they got grouped together and then they were all excited. The M&Ms, they're like, thank God, like we made it through together. Here we are. And then when you go in the pantry, if it could talk, if they could talk, they would be like, get your hand away from me. I don't want to leave my best friend. We've been together a really long time. Don't take me away. It would never say, come, take me away from my people and eat me. Is that what it would say? It would never say that.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Mary Beth said, so eating them in pairs doesn't help with yeah, I mean, it's like, it's just this story you tell. So now, whenever I think about something in my pantry, like I go in there and I'm like, oh, look, they got all their little friends together. I don't want to take them away from one another. It's whatever works, right? It
No,
all
you're
goes
right.
back to that, the thoughts that feel doable, that feel funny, that feel relatable, the things that you feel like you can do, they don't feel restrictive. And then, and then you just try them on like shoes. Some of them fit and some of them don't. So when you're writing this story about the ice cream, if you don't want to have it, or if you do want to have it and you're like, I always eat this when I'm pissed, get the little tiny mini little cups.
Or portion it. I
Yes.
have freezer bags. I can portion it up in freezer bags. I think I might do that.
Yes. And then on the freezer bags, you could write yourself a little note. Is this going to solve what you're looking for? If it's hunger, yes, it is. If it's not, if it's because you're pissed at somebody, maybe it's not.
That's a good idea. I like that.
If you got
Yep,
freezer
very
bags, you can write yourself a little love note.
It's like the Post-its, it's just on the freezer bag.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
All right, I like that.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all, we are at time. Good gravy. That went fast. That went very fast. All right. Any other questions before we hop off? For the couple of you that I did not get to, make sure that you go to Ask Coaches. We'll take good care of you. Thank y'all for hanging out. And don't forget, if you've not done your Fuck It Foods worksheet, it's still available on the website. And if you're listening to this replay, you just go do your Fuck It Foods worksheet. And if you got questions, you just go over to Ask Coaches and we'll help you over there. All right, y'all. Yes, I appreciate y'all. Everybody that raised their hand, it was amazing. All right, y'all. Corinne will be back next week now that we're out of my workshop season. I will see y'all on Wednesday for the Q&A, and y'all have a great rest of your Sunday. Bye, y'all.